The Ministry of Forests has confirmed only 3-4% of residual fiber reports are verified in the field. A ministry spokesperson told Black Press Media, in an emailed response, 75-100% are given an office review and 3-4% are checked in the field. An office review of survey data checks for consistency with policy, as many survey errors can successfully be detected from the office. Limits are set by the province for the amount of residual fiber left following harvesting, as well as requirements for measurement, reporting and how much companies are billed for the residual left behind. Between 2017 and 2023, the residual level after harvest declined by 37% on the coast and 24% in the interior, meaning more fiber was hauled out of the bush with less slash burning taking place, the ministry noted. In Budget 2024, the Forest Enhancement Society of BC is receiving $60 million to increase the use of low-value or residual fiber from logging by helping make it economic for material to be brought in for milling or used as biomass. C. Deldel Enterprises owns 2 grinders and leases 1 to produce hog fuel, biomass and pulp chips by grinding primarily brush piles. Biomass from C. Deldel Enterprises goes to the Drax pellet plant in Williams Lake and hog fuel goes to Atlantic Power to burn and generate hydro. Hog fuel is the bottom of the barrel as far as fiber goes, said Joe Webster, C. Deldel Biomass Operations Manager. It's the lowest quality product. It's generally a green product, so it's got a lot of bark and needles and maybe even some dirt. Webster estimated on an annual basis they supply 20-25% of the Atlantic Power's hog fuel. Fiber generated from harvesting after the 2017 wildfires has been a good product for biomass because it's dry, clean, and there is no bark or needles, he said. There is an interesting dilemma when it comes to reducing wildfire hazards because sometimes potential biomass is burned as a result. If people have bush piles on their property, he encouraged them to call him. It depends on how close it is to town, but it's always worth a phone call, he said, noting they have trucks and hire contractors that haul for them as well. In an emailed response, Drax communications specialist Megan Hopgood said 80% of the fiber for the pellet plant in Williams Lake comes from sawdust and other sawmill residues and the remaining 20% from forest residues, including low-grade roundwood, tops, branches and bark. When asked about allegations of sourcing fiber from old-growth forests, Hopgood said Drax made the decision in October 2023 to stop sourcing wood fiber directly from old-growth deferral areas. Work to implement this decision across our supply chain is ongoing, she said. Read more, MLA, Chamber adds support for long-term, sustainable agreement for Atlantic Power. Read more. Wildfire risk reduction thanks to Caribou Forest Enhancement Projects. Don't miss out on reading the latest local, provincial and national news offered at the Williams Lake Tribune. Sign up for our free newsletter here.